Hey, while we sip on this, welcome to the Floating Island Podcast. Why don't you go and break down enough for another one and roll me some? Hey, then you can pass that, the kid who rock a snapback. Steady blow this hash back until my thoughts are abstract. How to get by, that's how we living in this day and age. I bring some color to a world that's filled with shades of gray. All right. Well, what is going on, guys? I hope you guys are having a fantastic day, month, week. I should have gone day, week, month, year. Whatever you're having, I hope it's great and fantastic. I have today, Alex. What is going on, my guy? What is up, dude? So,
big chillin'.
Fuck yeah, dude. So, man. I feel like, dude, it's always so crazy. I was mentioning it. We were smoking before this. Fucking, I was like, we always talk about crazy things that should be on the podcast while, like, smoking. Oh, yeah. And, bro, I'm so high. I'm trying to remember what we were talking about.
We're talking about, blanking. We started talking about surfing. Because I know you surf now. I didn't know you surf. So that's dope.
I wouldn't say I'm, like, good.
I only surfed a little bit, so like
I want to get better at it for sure. Yeah, that sure. It seems like something that would be really cool to be like good at. Like I'd be seeing the guys, you know, like doing the fucking like whips and shit, You're just like, oh fuck, that'd be sick as fuck.
Exactly. Talk about just going out, dude, chilling. Talk about me getting drunk.
Oh fucking no, yeah, the mimosas.
But yeah, what
else
are we talking about?
I'm
trying to think now, too.
Bro, I'm spacey. Right now. Yeah, spacey, man. Oh, dude.
Oh, shit.
Fuck it.
What else are we talking about? We're talking about some shit that we should talk about is, I don't know, like, what you're, like, the whole podcast, dude. This is dope. Like, I never been on this. This is the first time for me, so it's like, this is like a whole new experience. So
yeah? Dude, it's lit, bro. Dude, all a podcast is a fucking conversation.
Exactly.
It's just flowing, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like that vibe. Yeah, I've always seen people doing it, and I'm like, I never met somebody that actually does it, like, personally, so, like, that's it.
I like it, dude. The next thing I need to do is get mics.
That'd be dope. Well, like, what's up with that one?
Dude, so, yeah, I have this one. It's just, it's shitty.
Oh.
I won't lie. It's just shitty.
You just want to upgrade it?
Yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Better quality, you know?
I need to upgrade some equipment, bro.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, I mean, hey, for what you got right now.
Exactly, it works, bro.
It works.
Hey, the thing I was thinking of, I was like, bro, I can't, like, put it off anymore.
Right.
I can't be like, oh, I gotta buy this, and I gotta buy that, and I gotta do this, and I gotta do that to get it. I was like, fuck no, I could do it with what I got now, or I can buy something.
Exactly.
And fucking, that's all. And then fucking, buy some mics, man, and then we'll maybe start cooking with fire. Some better audio for the faithful listeners.
Heck yeah, dude. Heck yeah. Yeah, we got the setup pretty well, dude.
Yeah, dude. We're halfway there.
I mean, how long have you been doing it now?
What is this, bro? This is episode... I think this is episode 20.
Damn, okay. And so how many months do you say that? You're doing
weekly? Since July. I started, I think, in July.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, you know, I've been navigating life and also trying to do it at the same time. Yeah, it's just been a blast, man, the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a roller coaster, man.
Yeah, so you had Kevin on here and shit.
Yeah, like, bro, I have fucking Kevin on here.
I was like, damn, dude, Kevin from pulled up. That's dope.
Yeah,
that's
really dude. Dope.
Kevin's good people.
Yeah, dude, Kevin's lit, bro.
Yeah. That's sick. Who else was it with him? Because Kevin...
Kevin's girlfriend, Abe, and Abe's wife, Jane.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was saying. Abe, yeah. I was like, who's the other guy?
Yeah, dude, Abe, bro. Abe's fucking hilarious. Yeah, dude. The whole group, bro. Dude, and then I had one, which was like the Christmas one, where it was like, we just got drunk on it.
That's dope.
I ended up having someone pass out on my bathroom that night. Fucking, it was funny as fuck, man. It was funny.
Memories.
Yeah, dude. I do. I have the video on my phone.
There you go. There you go.
Speaking of that, I'm gonna finish my tea and then make myself a drink.
There we go. Cheers to that. Cheers to that.
Mm. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. So man, what do you like when you're smoking with your boys? What's like a common thing you guys talk about?
I don't think my boys smoke no more. All my close homies that really kicked me, they all stopped smoking. So like, I just do that for my own self. And like, I mean, honestly, I don't mind like a crazy smoker as much as I used to be. I used to be like a heavy smoker, but that's when all my boys smoke too.
So when you like, smoke now, alone,
like, when I just smoke like a bowl or two, get chilling.
Yeah. So what do you do? What do you do when you smoke then? Do you just kind of like watch a show?
Oh yeah, dude. Most times I post up. Yeah, I'm not even now. Like I'm not even big into like video games as much as ever. So I just kind of like I either watch show or I'm big into like I have that business with the rugs and stuff like that. So I do it a lot.
Oh fuck! I totally spaced on that. That's sick as fuck, man.
So like that's why I was like when I saw this, I was like, I still pay
this. What's the Instagram name?
One Hype Rug.
One so Hype Rug?
Yeah, One Hype Rug. So like the word one and then like Hype Rug.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude, I saw some of it, and your girlfriend also, I think, showed me a couple of them. Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that he does them. This is super cool,
Kevin,
man.
That's why I had Kevin up with a Rolling Stones one for his homie. He was, like, giving them as a gift.
Dude, if you make, like, a really tiny one, this pizza box size, maybe more, I'll fucking hang it up. I'll hang it up somewhere. It won't be used as a rug. It'll be used as artwork.
No, yeah, and I do that too. I have rugs that you don't have to put on the ground. Like put them on the walls. Like I put hangers on the back of them, or you can put them on like. I have these strips that like pretty much you just like put like Velcro on the wall, and it just like slowly sticks to it.
That's sick. Yeah, dude. Make it of your favorite like, I don't know. Movie, show, character, favorite artist, whatever you want, dude, because this wall is going to turn into something pretty unique.
About a year ago, I did a Ghostface one for somebody. And then,
dude, Scream, I need to watch the new Scream.
You haven't seen it?
Not yet.
It's
you saw it?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, it's pretty
good. It was pretty good?
It was pretty good. I don't know. Scream movies are kind of corny in a sense, but they're also like funny in a sense too.
They're my favorite slasher. Yeah. They're my favorite slasher.
Yeah. I mean,
for the oh shit.
I saw that coming.
I did not. I didn't see it coming because I wouldn't have done it. I'm gonna go get some knives and thank God I have them just like right across the hall.
Fuck
yeah. Not good. Yeah. Alright. Fuck yeah. Well, wiped up. I already had an episode that was titled Spilt Coke. And yet, here I am again. I don't know. I kind of want to, like, because we're both stoners. They kind of. You say you don't really smoke as heavily anymore. Trying to, like, think of a trippy conversation. Like, actually something that's, like, fucking, like, what the fuck, you know? That's what I was thinking, like, what do you talk about with your boys? Because I know, like, oh, dude, because I haven't had, like, a consistent group of, like, friends that smoke since, like, high school. Because like then I went off, I was doing my thing, I enlisted in the Marine Corps, and then I couldn't smoke there.
Right.
Fucking, yeah, and then fucking, after now, I've been just here, like, working, smoking, doing this, and I'll smoke with the people here, and then when we're out there, we'll talk about, like, different things, I'm like, shit, we should have the podcast on.
Yeah.
I'm like, Kevin talking about aliens was pretty interesting.
Kevin was talking about aliens?
Yeah. I don't know, dude. I don't have enough knowledge to talk about that stuff. Like, actually,
all I know is, like, I mean, the universe is huge, and
I know they're out there, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna be like, I'm not gonna depict them as how they depict them, I guess.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know. I'm not gonna... Like, the depiction of an alien and stuff like that. Like, how the movies depict aliens and stuff like that.
What would you depict an alien like?
It could be anything. If it's just another organism out there, honestly, it's an alien. So if they find any kind of small life
form, okay.
I guess an alien because it's not from our planet, in a sense.
That is true.
Who knows? There could also be other universes and stuff like that because I do believe in, like, multiple universes. Let's get a Matrix. Who knows? So it's like...
What was it, like, that one guy was on, like, the Theo Von podcast? I can't remember his name. He's a black guy, like, mustache, super smart guy, talks about the stars.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, dude,
he's lit,
man.
Bro.
He's
I fucking love listening to that guy talk.
He's a smart man, dude. He's a smart man. He knows a lot of
shit. He was talking about, like, there's, like, a 99% chance that there's, like, another you.
Yeah.
Like, out there, like, doing the exact same thing, having the exact same conversations. So, like, out there, we're doing this exact same thing. But then that means there's probably another one, and he's doing a completely different thing.
Mm-hmm. There's a future you into.
Yeah, some crazy shit, bro.
It's like that movie, like, was it Interstellar, when he goes out into space, and then when he comes back...
I never watched that movie, bro.
Oh, you didn't?
I haven't watched
that movie.
I need to watch it. I heard I need to watch it on acid or some shit, bro.
Really fucking good, dude.
I need to watch it. I need to watch it tripping for the first time, bro, and have my mind just melt, bro.
Yeah. Me and my homies have this thing where every Tuesday we go out to the movies on Friday. Every Tuesday, it's $5. It's $5 Tuesday, so it's like...
Oh, that's lit. If I wasn't working, I would be doing that shit, bro.
Yeah, it's like literally traditional work. It's dope.
I used to do that when I lived in Albuquerque, when me and my brother had a place together.
Oh, really?
We'd go to a Flex Brew House. It was like a movie theater / brewery.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
This one has alcohol too, but it's not a fucking brewery.
Yeah, it was a brewery. But, like, you go into the theater and, like, you get there a little bit before the movie.
Yeah.
And you get, like, the menu and you order it and it'll come to you during, like, the previews and stuff.
It's kind of like a...
It wasn't bad. Like the loaded fries were, like, it was, like, $17 for loaded fries. It was, like, I guess pretty... But those loaded fries were, like, to die for, my guy. They were so fucking good, bro.
Where is this at?
It was in Albuquerque, bro.
Albuquerque.
Yeah, dude.
You stayed in Albuquerque?
Yeah, I lived in Albuquerque for like a year right before I enlisted.
Oh, shit. How's
that? Interesting. I sold cars, and then I worked for like DirecTV selling like in a Costco.
Interesting.
It was weird, man. I did, it was an interesting experience, Albuquerque. Very, the desert. I had like a very The Doors experience, you know, like the band The Doors. Have you ever seen the movie? The Doors, the movie based on that band? That's a trippy movie.
I know The Doors is a band, but I don't
watch that movie, man. Really? It's about the lead singer. That shit's trippy, bro.
Albuquerque, I heard, is a fucking dangerous ass place, too.
Oh, yeah.
Places, they say, in, like...
Some parts are pretty, like, sketchy, but, like, I mean, like, your car's getting jacked. There's a lot of that.
Your car's getting jacked.
There's a good amount there. Yeah, and once it's gone, it's gone. So many, like, chop shops. Or they drive it to, like, El Paso. Gone. That shit's gone.
That's fucked.
I knew.
Yeah,
fucking...
I had a homie that stayed in Albuquerque for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, for, like, a few years, actually. Like 2 or 3 years.
Unconfirmed. I won't say ever names.
Unconfirmed.
But like, unconfirmed.
He's an
heard. But there was a car manager at one of the car fucking places. He hired one of the salesmen to pretend steal his car. For the insurance money.
Oh, what? Damn.
No one knows what they have in the car. They probably just took that car, put it away in storage or something. Or fucking, I don't know, or sold it, like, under the table or something. I don't know, man. But, like, I heard about this during, when we were, like, smoking a cigarette. One of the salesmen was talking about it. Like, did you hear about that one sip? Blah, blah, blah. And we're like, what? Like, at this one place. And I was like, that's crazy.
That's wild.
I was like, that's nuts. And I was like, and he got away with it, though. I was like, because it was such a high thing there. The cops were just like, oh, another one. Oh, that's sorry. Here, file it out with your insurance. I mean, there's nothing we can really do about it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, isn't that nuts? Made a whole scene about it. Had it, like, they set it whole up. It was like a whole cosplay thing and everything, man.
It was probably his first time doing that.
He probably paid him a pretty decent amount. And the guy was probably like, And it was like not just like a small manager. We heard it was like the GM of this place.
Damn.
Not the not the GM. I guess not. It's not like
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, high up. I don't know. It was crazy though. That guy got balls.
Dude.
That guy got balls, man. Fucking. I'm gonna plug this motherfucker.
Yeah, we didn't get all that buzz in there.
Yeah, exactly. Don't need the burn. This guy is taking a beating, bro.
Where'd you get that?
Oh, I got him at a comic book store at the fucking Escondido Mall.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I was walking by, and he was in the display screen. He like, they wrote on the bag, not for sale. I walked in, I was like, come on, how much? I was like, I gotta have him for my background of my podcast. And they're like, for you? All right, fine, $50. I was like, bet. And then I got, like, the Harley Quinn.
You kept going back one more?
No, I got her at the same day.
Oh, you didn't?
She was for sale. Yeah, and then I got my little sexy anime girl.
This guy.
I don't even know why I got her. She was different. And then fucking My Hero Academia, bro. Yeah, it was lit, man. It's going all out.
Nah, fuck with it.
Yeah, dude. I was fucking... Oh, man. I won't lie, dude. This week got me kind of spacey.
This week?
Yeah, the weed.
Oh, it's weed.
Yeah, this weed.
Yeah, dude. They do.
What kind of
weed was it?
What did we smoke? Oh, we smoked some of this.
What did you get?
The London Cello and Skedaddle. I kind of put them together. Yeah, Skedaddle and London Cello.
Where did you pick up from?
The London Cello was from a fucking dispensary in Vista off the charts. And the Skedaddle was off, like, a plug I know.
Good shit.
Yeah. It's fucking lit.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, yeah, dude, it's fucking good highs, man. I don't know. Well, being like a, I wouldn't say I'm a weed connoisseur, but I would say I am a weed connoisseur.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely, like, I couldn't smoke, like, shit weed, bro. I that was always a remembrance. That's just an ounce.
What is that?
An ounce of shit weed, bro. I was gifted it for free.
And you're like, I'm not smoking.
Nah. No, like, literally, it was just a, you know, like, a fucking neighbor. And he knows I smoke. I was always just kind of smoking and shit. I guess he was always smelling it. And he caught me outside and he's like, yo, dude. He's like, yo, I got something for you. I'm like, okay, for sure. I'm like, what is it? He's like, it's just an ounce of weed. I'm like, first of all, I'm like, what is wrong with it? And he's like, it's just shit weed. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to smoke it. I figured, like, you might smoke it. And it's like, I'm not going to smoke it. He's like, you still want it? And I was like, I'll use it as a prop. Boom. There it is. Now it's on my shelf.
Yeah.
I guess if I ever ran out of weed, maybe during a zombie apocalypse, I'll smoke it. I'll have no tolerance, too. I'll just save it. I'll always carry it with me. Have zero tolerance. Fight through the zombie apocalypse. One day, roll a blunt with that shit and just get higher than a motherfucker. And be like, this is not shit weed. Damn.
Yeah, but if you haven't had weed in forever, so you'd be high as hell.
Yeah. I think I did try some of it. I think I had to. I think it was terrible. It was absolutely horrid. But I think I tried it.
It's curing more in that jar now, so.
Huh?
So it's gonna get cured more in that jar, so hopefully it gets better.
What are you doing, man? Zombie apocalypse happens. Right now, bro. Zombie apocalypse.
Have you watched The Last of Us?
Yes.
All of it?
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, so good.
Don't tell me the last, like, two episodes.
What? You haven't finished it?
I know. I was supposed to finish it, but...
So good.
I know, dude. It's so good.
So good.
That's how I was
trying to think how far back I have to go.
Okay, last thing I remember is,
the last episode's nuts, though.
It's
crazy.
So Ellie is in the fucking cage, pretty much, and they, like, fucking took her, and they're, like, he's, like, oh, I'm gonna fucking chop you up, pretty much, but
I haven't
seen her come back yet, and then...
So, She's not out of the cage. She's in the cage.
She bit him. She told him that she was infected, and he like, and that's all I know. I don't know what he said. Like said otherwise, he just like looks at
me. Okay.
And then that's it. So that's like.
Damn, bro. Just wait then. Oh my gosh, bro.
I'm like,
you're gonna be fucked up, bro. I'm already thinking about
it. I fell asleep and watched it, and I was like, fuck.
Oh.
That was like 2 days ago.
You gotta finish it, man. Yeah. So good. So good. Yeah. Oh, the last episode, dude. Joel is a badass.
Zombie apocalypse, you know who I'm gonna be like, dude? I'm gonna be like Bill.
The gay guys?
I know how he operated, he just had the fence. Oh, dude, he had the underground fucking... He had all the guns.
Yeah, that's what you would want to do. I wouldn't be so isolated like him. I would try to start like a little colony. Like where Joel's brother is.
I understand why he wouldn't, though.
I mean, yeah, it's hard to trust people. But look at Joel.
And this is more responsibility.
But look at Joel's brothers. Those people have a thriving fucking community.
Yeah, it is responsibilities. If you want to have that, if you want to be a person that wants to build a community, then yeah, I understand why you would want to do it. But
oh my gosh, bro, you're past it, bro. Them eating the dad.
Huh?
Them eating the dad. Remember the dad died? They're at dinner.
Was that them?
That was the dad, bro.
Because I remember.
Remember the daughter? The mom was all like.
Yeah, because I remember they hinted at it. Because I remember she was like, "You fucking eat people," and he was like, "I had to resort to like."
It was the dad, bro. That's why he was like, "Why? When can I bury my dad?" And he was like, "It's too hard to break. He's lying. He's stalling, bro. Because they're eating him right there."
Oh, that's fucked.
Right? Oh, that's nuts.
That's fucked. They had a deer, bro. Eat the fucking deer.
That was after.
It's too late.
That was after they ate the dad. Remember?
And they're like, what is it?
That's when they came across.
And he was like, "What is this?" And he's like, "It's Leo." Is veal or whatever it is? Veal?
I think that one was the actual veal. Because they brought the deal. They actually brought the deer.
Okay.
But before that, the meal before that, when they're discussing the dad dying, they're eating the dad, bro.
That's fucked up, dude. That's fucking weird.
Right?
See? Like, am I, they're all fucked up for even wanting to eat that. Like, I understand you're in harsh times, but, like, I ain't gonna.
I don't think I could eat a person. I mean, like, it has to be, like, the last resort.
Bro.
And then, like, a pact would have to be made. We're not talking about this.
I would scavenge for
and the guy would have had to die from natural causes. That is the first thing. I would never kill somebody to eat him.
I would be I would not. Knowing what?
What if, you're just gonna die? Like, that's the only way for nutrition. You're not, like, taking an arm?
Bro, I don't know if I...
From a dead dude? You gotta get it fast, like he's dead. You gotta eat it cooked, man.
You gotta cook it. You gonna cook that? You comfortable cutting that up and cooking it?
Yeah, well, like, it's do or that's die. It's do or die, you know? You gotta go num num. You gotta accept it. Maybe burn it a little bit so it doesn't, like, really look like an arm. Cut it up. Make it some gourmet, bro.
You're gonna have to fillet it. The skin's gonna...
Bro, it'd be like cooking an animal, man. That's the thing. And think about it. You're so hungry, and you're probably so just at the point of just, like, mental breakdown. You'd probably get over it. You'd probably be like, fuck it. You're like, I'll eat an arm.
Who knows? I don't know. I've never been in that situation. Who knows?
Exactly, bro.
When you think about it,
you would try your damn hardest to find food any other way.
Yeah.
But if it came down to it, and you're like, fuck, he's already dead, I'm going to eat an arm. Or maybe like a fucking, like a thigh. I don't know. There you go. You just fucking, you know, you cover up all the parts. You just surgically remove it. You know, put it on a thing, cook it up, fucking slice it up, make it look all good or something.
Too much about it, like you ready?
I'm high, man. My visuals are very, very on. Whoop. You know.
No, but that shit. Yeah, I would, dude. I would really have to be at a breaking point. Like, exactly. I would have to be, like, mentally, like,
that's
gone.
What I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. You'd, like, have to be, like, not really, like, there anymore. Yeah, exactly. You're not there anymore. You're like, fuck.
I cannot consciously...
I'd take on a bear before eating a person. Like, think about it. If I saw a bear, I'd be like, fuck it. Spear in hand, fucking, right, I'm taking this bitch on. Like, climb a tree, jump down, try to one blow it. Right. When I don't, at least I'm dying with some fucking... I tried.
Got you, hurt.
The thing would have to, like, go all the way through, bro. Some, like, movie shit, bro.
They have thick-ass skulls.
Dude,
you'd have a strong ass beard.
You'd have to like, go like stone tips, shave that down to a real sharp tip. Or if you had like a pocket knife or something, like I always have like a pocket knife on me.
A long blade, like a nice long blade.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe you just had a nice long blade and it came down.
Yeah, just right through it and then like possibly get it out and just get it in. Fucking.
Just like go ham on it.
Dude, you'd have to, bro. You'd have to. Hopefully you're fighting for your life and death at that point.
Hopefully you came across
now the bear knows about you. He's like, I'm gonna kill you if it's not dead.
Hopefully you come across a black bear too, because grizzlies are way worse.
Yeah.
And way bigger.
Yeah, that's
like twice the size. Mm. Twice as aggressive. Black bears usually run away from you. Grizzly bear would try to bite you.
You'd have to get that thing right through the head. That first shot.
That sucks.
Oh man.
I don't think I've ever seen a grizzly in like the wild. Have you?
No.
You ever been up north or anything like that? Like,
I have ran from a bear.
What?
Yeah. I was wondering, what was that? You
hear my foot, yeah.
Oh, that's your foot.
My bad.
You're good, bro. You're good. Yeah, no, dude.
So,
I cannot fucking remember where I was.
So you seen a bear in
the wild? It was up north. Fucking, I don't know what kind of bear it was. I did not stay long enough to figure out what bear it was. I will not lie. It was fucking, it was dark brown or whatever, bro. Or it was black, bro. I won't lie, my memory right there can remember whatever color it wants. Because I just remember fucking, we were fucking deep. We were fucking up north. I almost want to say fucking, I don't know. It'll kill me. But very woods. Very tall trees. Deep in the woods. Probably somewhere around there. I was going to say like around Big Bear.
Oh, Big Bear?
Or something.
Yeah, snowboarding or something?
No. This is like no snow. Summertime. Fucking like. It was super nice out, bro. But man, I maybe we were fucking around there. But I remember walking. We were just exploring the woods, man. Because we're like at a cabin.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking, it just like laid down. We were floating deep in the woods. It was me, fucking, and these like three other random kids. And I think I want to say my little brother. I'm gonna have to ask him. if he was there. But we were walking. We were just fucking messing around and shit, exploring. And then I stopped and I went to go piss behind a tree.
Hmm.
And I pissed. And then next thing, a kid running back. He's like, bear, bear, bear. And I'm like, what you mean, fucking bear, bear, bear? He's like, there's a fucking bear. And I was like, hold up. I'm like, are you sure? Because, like, honestly, I think like, it's kind of bullshit. Yeah. I'm like, no way. And fucking, I look down. It was like this, kind of like, because we're up a mountain and coming down. So it's kind of like this valley-ish.
Mm.
And, like, a bunch of trees and shit. And I'm like, looking. And fucking, I just see a big old blob. And I was like, oh, fuck no. Turned around, I'm like, go. And we just booked it as fast as we could back to the cabin. Bro, I want to say it was like dark brown. Like in my head while I was doing that, bro, I saw like dark brown.
Fuck that. I see
it. Oh, bro, yeah, bro. We were just like, out, bro. And we ran straight back, bro. We got back to the cabin all out of breath. And they're like, what's up? We're like, we just fucking bear, fucking, yeah. They're like, what? And we're like, yeah, that was nuts.
Yeah, I would not want to fuck with a bear, dude, or come across a bear.
Dude, like those people that survived the bear mauling attacks.
But I'd be worried about out here more so, since we don't have bears out here. It's like fucking coming across a mountain lion on a hike.
Never back down from a mountain lion. Apparently, if you always face it, it will never actually pounce on you. Because it's always waiting for a moment.
Do you
face
it and back away, or do you?
Yeah, exactly. You always are ready for it to like fight it. And, like, apparently, it'll just come up on you. It'll just be like, what's up, bro? What's up?
Okay, listen to this. So, me and my brother, ex of mine, and his girl were up in Borrego Springs. We grew up over there in Borrego Springs.
Okay.
It's over, like, Ocotillo Wells area.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, I know Ocotillo Wells.
So, I was like, yeah, it's right next to that. Like, the kids that live in Ocotillo Wells go to school in Borrego Springs, which is, like, the neighboring, they're, like, 10 minutes, 15 minutes from each other. So we're on this hike that we've gone on a lot of times. It goes up into like the springs. It's not like a hot spring because it's just like this little valley where it's like palm trees and have like water running through it and everything.
Yeah.
It's like a very common trail. So when we get up to the top of it, we're all like, hanging out. It's like these big boulders and things like that, like under these palm trees and stuff like that, that we were like hanging out on. It's like the water flowing. We're just like hanging out, chilling. And I look up and I'm like, oh shit, dude, look, it's a bobcat.
It's a bobcat?
And I was like, it's a fucking bobcat. And I'm like looking at it and it's like looking down at me, and Eric, my brother's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, look at it right there. And he's like, that ain't no motherfucking bobcat. And I'm like, what? And then it stands up, dude, and it's a fucking puma, dude, a fucking cougar. I'm like, oh shit. He's like, let's get the fuck out of here. Like, it's been watching.
At least there's two of you.
It was four of us, actually.
Oh, at least there's four of us. At least you'd be able to fuck that shit up.
So fucking,
that puma, like, yeah, that fucking cougar can't get jumped, bro.
And, walked away. So, and I was like, dude, it was watching us. It's like stalking us. Who knows how long?
Yeah.
So we're like walking back now. We're like, get the fuck out of here.
I mean, I was probably waiting to see if one of you would break away from the pack, bro.
Exactly. We're dipping out here, and we see a group of, like, three, four old people, old white people coming up. And we're like, hey, like, warn them. Hey, there's a, we just came across a cougar up there and everything like that. Oh, my God, lucky you guys. Hopefully we get as lucky as you guys when we go up there. I'm like...
Dumb. They were white?
There's some white people shit. It was some white people shit. Oh, like, yo, come on.
I won't lie, dude. When it comes to some decision making, especially in horror movies, be questionable.
I was like, these old people. I guess you guys decided your fate. If you guys die from poison, it's up to y'all.
If I see a news report,
I tried.
Yeah,
I did my due diligence. Like, I told you what the fuckers up there.
I don't know why I made that choices, like white people choices in horror movies. Because it'd be like, oh, and like they hear a creak down in a basement after hearing a story about a murderous, vengeful spirit in the house. Yeah. And they're like, oh, I'm gonna go check this out.
Go down there.
It's always the black friends that was like, I don't know about this, but I'll go support, and then they die.
Yeah.
And then the white people run away.
And then they come back to the house.
Not to hate on my own. Not to hate on my own race, which is decision making skills.
I'm halfway, so.
Exactly. Not to hate, but. And it makes it fun, though. Those movies are so much fun. Like, the Scream movies are my favorite thriller movies. There's definitely Scream. Yeah. And then fucking. Oh, bruh. That's so funny, man. They got me. We used to always joke that Dewey did it.
Oh, dude.
The Sheriff Dewey. I love that. Spoiler, if you haven't seen... I haven't seen the newest one, but the other one, when Dewey dies, I still think he did it. I think he's actually behind the whole thing. His death, he had to fake it. He's going to come out eventually as the ultimate Scream.
They talk about it.
Oh, shit. I wonder, is it on, like, HBO yet or anything?
I doubt it. I just watched it, not this last week, but I think a week before that.
It's still probably
It came out theaters. Not that long ago, honestly, but yeah, it was good.
I need to make it out to a theater again, dude. Because also, like, the new Shazam's out.
Dude, they got the heated Screams seats now, fucking dude.
You get, which,
like,
one?
The one over at Poway, the AMC.
Oh, I usually go to the one in fucking Carmel Mountain. Oh, what's it? Angelica.
Angelica, yeah.
I like that one.
It's pretty
one.
Much the same vibe, but you get $5. It's like for $6.
On Tuesdays?
Yeah.
I wish I wasn't working on Tuesdays. I'd be going with you guys. I'd be like traditional.
I usually work Tuesdays, but what time, like, do you, like, work late?
Like until, like, 10:30, bro. We'd have to go at, like, 11:30.
Yeah. Yeah, we usually go around, like, 8:30.
Yeah. It'd be too late.
But yeah, that's dope.
That's sick. We should go to a movie, though.
Yeah.
Fuck, what are you doing tonight?
Later on, I mean, my girl got work until about, like, 6, 7.
Does she want to go to a movie?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I don't know, I can ask her. I mean, what movie are you thinking? I don't even know what's playing tonight.
I don't know. Yeah, we don't have to see anything you've seen. Like, we don't have to go back and see the screen.
I was supposed to see John Wick this last week, and I missed it.
But let's go see the John Wick movie.
The reason I didn't see it is because I haven't seen the other two. The last two.
Well, she gets off at what, 7? We can watch the other two movies. Okay. I am down.
I'm about to watch one, two,
I
and
have,
three.
I have plenty of fucking, have one, two, I have three. Plenty of weed. We'll start the second one after we're done. Fucking, and then we'll watch the third one too. She can fucking.
I need to watch the first one though too, honestly, because I need to update myself on the first one. I haven't seen that ever.
Okay, how long are all three of them?
I don't know, let's see.
I'm gonna look
this
up.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think they're like 2.5 hour movies.
How long are all three John?
I haven't seen the first John Wick. That was like a fucking.
I don't remember.
That's like when I watched Avatar. I had to watch Avatar.
I don't remember that. Okay, so the third one is 2 hours. So first one is 1 hour and 36 minutes. I remember the first one not being that long.
Okay, cool.
So, and then the second one is 2 hours and 2 minutes. So what is that together? That's 3 hours and 3 hours, 38 minutes.
What time is it? 3:30.
So right now that would take us to like 7 o'clock when she got out. And then the third one is, I mean, if she can come over, we'll watch the third one. Once she gets off, meet up, and then we'll go see the fourth one in the theater from here. We'll all just dip out. Choose which theater we want to go see it at. Buy them online. I don't know. It's up to you, man. But I am game.
I mean, I gotta see if she has plans, but I might be down. Honestly, I might be down for that.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah, text her, man. Yeah. Because I just realized we're only like 30 minutes into this. I'm guessing we should go a little bit longer.
Yeah, no, for a fact.
Yeah.
Even if not today, we should do it. What other days do you have off?
Fridays and Saturdays, I have full days.
Then
Thursday, I have, like, Thursday, like, nights at, like, after, like, 7:30.
Are you the night worker?
I don't know. You don't remember the first one at all?
I'm trying to think. Let me see if I can find, like, highlights.
You could always watch a summary of the first one, and then after this, we just watch the second and third one. You're all caught up. It's the third one you have to, like, know to understand what's happening into the fourth one. But the second one was super good.
Yeah.
They're all connected.
I don't know if she's seen any of them either. Or ask her.
Oh, shit.
Actually, you
can just call her, bro.
She's at work right now.
She not answer?
Not right.
Hmm.
I doubt it.
Yeah. Let's see if she's seen them.
Yeah, I don't know if
she even texted
back around, but
we'll see. Yeah, well, we'll keep going.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll fucking hit it, but those are fucking fantastic movies. I need to see them. Even if you don't want to see that, then we could choose a different movie. I haven't seen the new Shazam.
What's that?
Have you ever seen the first Shazam? Wait, is it Marvel or DC? Oh, fuck. Ooh.
Shazam.
I almost want to say it's DC. No, it's DC because fucking Black Adams. Yeah, that's DC. It's the superhero one. Oh, yeah, Superman's in it. I'm dumb, bro.
Superman's in it?
No, there's a cameo at the end, but you don't see his face, but there's a cameo at the end of Black Adam with the Henry Cavill Superman. Fucking love Henry Cavill. Fucking, he also was like the Witcher.
Oh, okay.
Fucking, he's Superman. Superman, yeah. Henry Cavill. He's my Superman. He's not playing Superman anymore, which sucks.
Who plays him now?
I don't know yet. I don't think they've casted a new guy yet. We'll see. But fucking, the Shazam movie is supposed to be pretty fucking good. I saw the audience score was pretty fucking fire. I'll show you the fucking trailer for the first one. I'm guessing you haven't seen that first one if you don't know what it is.
Mm.
Alright, let's see what's movies out. Movies near me. Oh, did the new Mario movie come out? The new Mario movie. Roll a couple blunts.
That has that one guy in it.
Chris Pratt.
The dude of The Last of Us?
No, I don't think he's it. No. Is like no Chris Pratt's Mario,
nobody
the guy from Jurassic World, Chris Pratt or Guardians of the Galaxy. I feel like I don't know why that was the first thing I went to. The real question is, where would we go? Would we go to the Power or Angelica? Angelica's. See what's playing, Angelica. Okay, they keep making movie arrangements on the podcast. Hell yeah. It's what we do. It's what we do, man. I'm a movie lover, bro. I'm such a movie lover. I love movies. Okay, let's see what's now playing. I feel like there's a lot of good movies that came out. Okay. Air Sneak Preview. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that movie about, like, the Air Jordans. I wonder if that was any good. The Five Devils, 1001, A Good Person, Spring and Gold, Dungeons and Dragons. Bro, and it looks epic. I would see that game,
but
there's one, and she gets off at 7. There's one at 9 o'clock, 9:35, and 10. I'll show you the preview of it. It looks sick. Then John Wick, Chapter 4, but depending, and then the Shazam 2. We could watch the first one.
What is that?
Angelica. Creed 3.
I saw that, yeah.
You saw it? Oh, was it good?
It was really good.
Yeah, I need to see it. Yeah, those are the ones playing there. I can check the one in Poway, too. What's the Poway one called?
AMC.
Poway AMC, let's see. Dine-in Poway AMC. Alright, they are playing... Alright, let's see. See movies. There we go. Okay, they're playing the Dungeons and Dragons, John Wick, Creed 3, the new Scream, Shazam, His Only Son, the new Air movie, 65. I have no idea what that is. Oh, the new Ant-Man and the Wasp, Cocaine Bear.
This shit was weird.
Which one?
Cocaine Bear.
Oh, you watched it? What was it? What was it like?
It was crazy.
Man, dude, I love meeting someone that's seeing more movies than I am. I need to get back on a movie grind. Like what you do. Like every, I should be like, every Friday I'll go see a new movie. That's what I should do. Fucking. The Puss in Boots. And then that seems, and then they have a bunch of other ones like Ba La La, Champions, A Good Person, Spinning Gold, Journey with Andre Balanchi, Maloon, looks kind of creepy, 1001, I don't know, yeah, I don't know, I mean, Dungeons and Dragons might be the move. You never have to see another movie beforehand, it's fucking new. I'll show you the trailer. Bro, it's lit. Oop, I bet. When you're into technical issues sometimes. But yeah, show you the trailer. But yeah, that's my movie choice.
Favorite?
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be fun. Get some drinks there. Watch a movie. Maybe end at IR. If we go, see it soon enough. This is what we'd probably get out of there at like 11 if we saw it at like 8.
Yeah.
Not even. It's only like a 2 hour something movie. I don't know. We can decide later. What are you doing if an alien invasion happens right now? Just a whoa.
I'm going to fuck home. Getting real fucking high. Locking my fucking doors.
Yeah. Just turn on the TV, watch the news, find out what to do. See if they're attacking or not.
Like, where are they landing, though? Are they landing in San Diego, or are they landing over in, like, you know, China, Europe?
Kind of like, yeah, what if it was like independent, what if it was like Independence Day kind of style? There's a couple just big ships. One was like San Francisco, one was San Diego, one was like New York, one was England, Moscow, Rome, something like that.
Everywhere?
Huh? They just jump. Big old ships. They're not doing nothing. Independence Day thing, they're just chilling there right now. What are you doing?
They chill, I'm chilling.
Yeah?
Pretty much. I ain't
gonna
ask him to shoot.
I won't lie, I'm getting guns.
Like, don't shoot shit down.
He has some guns.
I definitely have my guns already, but I'm like, I ain't gonna have.
I'm finding like big guns though. I'm trying to go straight like, black market finding down. 50 cows. Fucking some 7.62s.
I need to wait on attacking until. Because if we're the aggressor, they're just gonna be pissed.
That's true. I think we would attack aliens too quick.
Oh, yeah, we probably would.
We probably would just be like, oh, fuck, shoot them.
And look at the supposed ones that they'd be like, suspect they'd be like shooting them down.
No, you're talking about the big old balloon? That was fucking China.
Not that, but the other ones that they thought were like, we heard about.
I'd probably shoot them. Well, they run through. No, they do their warnings, don't they? They like, hey, you're in restricted airspace. Fucking stop, or we'll shoot. It's shit. And then they don't stop, and so they start shooting at them.
Well, yeah, usually, but,
So I think they follow the right protocol.
They'd be shooting down shit, but it's like, it's not even actual aliens. It's
just like, unidentified.
Like a drone or like some other shit.
Probably. I don't know. I believe aliens are out there, but I don't know. I feel like aliens have probably come, checked out this world, and been like, this world's shit. Peace.
There ain't shit here for me.
Yeah. Some good weed in California, but that's about it.
Actually, that's what they need to try.
Huh?
Maybe they'll stay for that.
Yeah. Maybe they ain't.
Get real high. They're like, dang, what is this? Like, it's marijuana. This comes from the...
Is that good, good?
It comes from the ganja plant, you see. He's like, what the hell was that?
Bro, I saw, like, the stand-up of fucking... I'm such a terrible stoner for not really knowing this. You know, Cheech and Chong? Chong is the white one, right? Yeah. Or is Cheech the white one?
You can't ask me these questions. I'm not gonna believe it.
What? No, Chong is the white one, dude. That's why I said I'm such a...
Mexican. What are you talking about?
He's more white-ish. Yeah, they are both Mexican, huh? Chong.
I think so. Actually, I have no idea. I don't know what the fuck he is.
I think he's white, man. He's pretty white.
He's pretty white.
Why if he is Mexican, maybe he's half or something. Oh, there we go. So I'm pretty sure he's Chong. Yeah, Chong. Okay, let's see.
Is he Mexican?
What is
that man?
I don't know. Let's see if Wikipedia tells us.
He's Filipino.
Does Wikipedia say, nationality?
Just look him up. Wait, what's Chong's nationality?
Yeah, that's what I should look up. You know, Chong nationality. Wow. Caucasian. Ah, I was right.
Caucasian.
He was telling a story about his cat getting high. And it was funny as fuck. Chong cat gets high. Let's see if I can find it.
Chong cat gets high.
Dude, it was funny as fuck.
Well,
this. Where this
cat ate some shit?
No.
It's really good for you because my cat loves it.
He's like, I know pot's really good for you.
The first time I got him stoned, I didn't mean to. I just didn't see him in the room. And I didn't realize he was stoned until I watched him walk off a table. And he didn't land on his feet. No. Then he got cottonmouth or something because he tried to walk toward me, kept backing up. And he comes up to me and goes, I thought I was going deaf. Then I realized he's fucked up. Now when I call him in from outside, I don't go kitty, 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 man. I just make a sound like a bomb. He hears that sound, he'll come running 50 miles away, man. Little tail in the air. Then he'll follow me around the rest of the night like a little cat junkie, you know what I mean? Come on, man, fire it up. Man, I want to sit in the window and look at shit.
Bro, it was him saying, like, the cat, like, walking off the table. Shit fucking killed me. But, hey, I wish fucking Atlas, bro, because he'll be just kicking in the sun, though. Look, he wish he'd come over, like, sniff a cloud, get kind of baked. I kind of want to know what Atlas would be, like, high.
Dude,
I'd never get it, my animal purposely high.
I had a friend,
you know,
dog that ate fucking our brownies.
Oh, man.
Dude.
That might be too much.
As fuck.
Yeah,
I see how his fuck dude was like running around, like tripping the fuck out, like pissing and shitting everywhere while running, and dude,
oh,
like
man.
He was tripping out, dude. And then he just passed on the floor, and then like I like to pick him up, and he's just like dead weight, like doop, and plopped. I was like, oh my god. Then he like wake up at random times and like trip out again. If it like up again water, and he just plopped his head into the water. I was like, oh, he's gonna drown. He's gonna literally drown.
He's gonna drown.
Like, we can't do this.
Oh man.
He's hacked for like 2 days.
Damn, dude. I'd almost take him
to
the vet.
The brownies that we made, dude, were wax-infused brownies, so they're already strong as shit.
Bro, you didn't take him to the vet?
We do. We were freaking. We were kids. We were young.
Oh.
We had, like,
how old were you?
We were, like, in high school and fucking...
And you didn't think, take this dog
friends,
to the
our
hospital?
Our parents were, like, out of town. We were, like,
oh, man.
But he got better.
Thank God.
Yeah. He never ate anything off the counter again.
He learned his lesson.
He learned his lesson.
He was like,
way.
Human food makes you trip dicks,
he said,
bro.
I was lying 2 or 3 days, dude.
He's like watching you guys eat like food again. He's like, how the fuck do they do it?
Dude, he slept for hours, dude. He slept for like
you guys were just checking, making sure he was like alive and shit.
Yeah, he kept breathing, dude. Then he'll wake up and freak out for a second and then he's like, pass back out. We're like, fuck. Bro, I stayed over and watched him overnight, dude.
It was so like, alright,
everybody do their runs there and make sure he's good. It was intense, dude. It was intense.
Oh, it's funny. That's terrible that it's funny.
It's terrible, but we're like, because the brownie, we all ate one too, dude. And we all ate one, dude. We're all like fucking stupid high. We're like, and Aiden, we all like went to like.
How many did the dog eat?
Like three.
Oh, fuck. You guys ate one, you're stupid high, and the dog ate three?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so terrible, dude. The dog was probably fucking just losing
gone.
Its. Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, dude.
How big were they?
They're like squares, dude.
Yeah, they were like good. They were a good size. Oh man, dude, that dog was probably like, dude. Now the dog, anytime you guys are eating a brownie, it's just like, what the fuck?
Has like PTSD.
PTSD,
like,
bro.
Out,
the shit that dog saw was just unexplainable.
And you gotta think about dog's time is completely different from our time. So like a day for a dog is like weeks in the head.
What is that like actual facts?
Yeah. You didn't know about that? Dogs can't see time like how we can see time. So it's like when we're gone for like that's why hours in a day are way longer for a dog. A day is like weeks in their head.
Okay, how do dogs conceive head? Pregnancy and dogs also. Oh, okay. Oh, how do dogs conceive time? I was talking about making a dog, a little baby. How do time passing? The normal.
I think it was.
Dude, he's talking about conception, bro. He keeps talking about conception.
I just started watching a video about it too.
Conceive time in a day. Maybe like that. Motherfucker, I'm not trying to find out how long it takes to make a puppy. Minds see time. There we go. Can dogs tell time? Dogs have a sense of time but don't understand the concept of time. Unlike humans, dogs don't have a ability to create actual measures of time like seconds, hour, minute. They don't know how to read clocks. Well, no. No shit.
Yeah. So in that sense, like a day isn't like just like a day is like a lot longer for them.
Well, I guess if you think about it when you don't know the time of the day. Have you ever gone through like a day but without like your phone or anything like that? Like, you don't know the time of day.
But you still can see time with the, because you know.
Like, the daylight and stuff like that.
Exactly. With the sun and everything. But they can't even see that.
Yeah. I don't know. It probably feels pretty long, dude. Probably feels pretty long.
That's why when you come home, they, like, freak out.
You've been gone for hours. Like,
well,
days,
they don't know,
bro.
Cause it's like, they don't know if it's hours. They think it's just forever.
Yeah, forever, man.
I don't know if you've ever seen that Family Guy, they do it, they show it with Brian, and like, they leave for work, and Brian's like, oh my god, they never come back, and then they come back, like, oh my god, thank you, I thought I'd never see you again. And
yeah.
Like, we were literally gone for his work, he was like,
exactly,
they leave and go to grocery store.
He's
oh god,
needy, bro, he is fucking needy.
Yeah.
He is like, by my hip, 24/7.
Yeah.
All the time, unless my little brother here, and he's with him.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, dude, oh my gosh, bro, he's needy.
That's funny.
He's a motherfucking.
How old is he?
He's two.
Okay.
Yeah, he's still a puppy, man. He's still a baby.
Big ass pup, though.
Oh, yeah, dude. Pitbull German Shepherd. Who would have thought?
You got that one ear up and the one ear down. And I think I'm listening to you.
It's kind of like, yeah. Every once in a while, you see both ears go up. But fucking. Yeah.
Where are you at?
So my older brother's ex-girlfriend, her dad had the pit bull and German Shepherd that got it on.
Mm.
And, he's, the offspring. And then, like, my older brother has his brother. And his brother looks more German Shepherd, and he's white and gray. Yeah, dude. I'll just show you pictures. I think I can get some pictures, yeah. But yeah, he's super cute. God damn, bro. So we got me fucking
toasty.
Yeah, but we should pick a good movie, man. I don't know. She ever hit you up?
No, she hasn't.
Damn. That'd be fun. I'd definitely be down. It's been a while. I feel like I've been a creature, bro. I've been staying in. Yeah. Hiding inside. I feel like... Low-key, man. I feel like I'd be, like, busy all the time because I'd be just doing a bunch of different stuff. But, like, at the same time, like, I'm not going out and doing anything. Mm-hmm. I'm just fucking doing other shit. Either work, fucking, or this, or music.
What do you work again?
I'm dispatching for fucking Amazon. Like, Amazon DSP. I don't, like, work for Amazon. But I'm, like, a third party. So, like, all those, you know, like, all those vans you see with the brands? Mm-hmm. Amazon doesn't, like, employ them.
Yeah, I used to work for them. I worked for a DSP.
Oh, did you drive?
Yeah, that was, I was a driver.
Yeah, so you know the dispatch. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Oh, you do a dispatch?
Yeah.
At least you don't have to drive vans anymore. It's just
fucking... Oh. Yeah. No, I just tell people what to do all day.
I used to fucking whip those vans around everywhere.
It's interesting. It feels... From going to the Marine Corps to going into, like... I feel like I'm part of, like, corporate America. Because, you know, like... All day, I just tell people what to do. I just run the day-to-day life of it.
Yeah.
I'm dealing with all, like, all sorts of shit throughout the day for it, fucking, like, and it's just kind of, I don't know, it's interesting, it's a different pace.
Yeah.
All my podcast stuff doesn't pay for itself yet.
The one in Maui or the one in...
No, an RB. The one, like, F, like, 6 minutes from here. That's sick, bro. The big man upstairs was looking out, it was like, because I was like, I just need something to do until I leave for England in September. Now it's just like, fuck, I'm getting on the Marine Corps. So I just need something, and then fucking, poop, I'm in this.
Are you going to England in September?
Yeah, that's going to be sick. Do some podcasts out there. Experience life. I'll be out there for a year.
How are you getting out there? Like, what's the deal? You going to move out
there, or? Yeah, I got a lot of family out there and stuff. So I'll be with them for a little bit, and then I'll just get a place for the rest of the year.
What?
Yeah.
What part of, is it England?
It's like, yeah, it's like 2 hours from London.
No way.
Yeah, it'll be tight, bro. I'm just gonna live out there for a year, kick it, do some podcasts, fucking chill. I'll be doing my podcasts out there. Be just experiencing like a whole new culture. I'm just excited, man. It's gonna be fire.
That's
it. I gotta figure out this work visa thing.
Have you gone out there already before then?
No, first time, man.
Your family come out here, or you got first time meeting the family?
Huh?
Gonna be your first time meeting my family? Or?
No, I've met like my cousin Mateo before. I've never met my cousin Alex or Danielle, so it'll be a lot of first times. It'd be crazy. I've Zoom called them before.
Okay.
Like, talked to them before, but, like, I've never in the flesh met them.
Right.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. It's going to be sick, man. It'll be a whole new little chapter in life, and then afterwards, I just plan to go to film school.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, man, I'm just making it up as I go.
Yeah, like, while we're young, traveling is what we should be doing.
Dude, just gotta live life, man. Follow your dreams, follow your passions, just follow, like, everything that just makes you happy. Like, why not?
Right.
Like, there's no point in just going, oh, I wish I could do that. Okay, just go fucking do it. Yeah. Unless it's something like, man, I wish I could be on a giant billion-dollar yacht right now. Okay, slow down there.
Right.
Like, but it's like, man, I wish I could, like, experience another culture for a little while. Mm-hmm. Go fucking do that. You can do that. People backpack through Europe all the time. Mm-hmm. And then, like, when they stop in certain towns, they just look for, like, pickup jobs.
Yeah.
And shit. And they live in hostels. That's pretty crazy. Those adventures must be pretty nuts. But, dude, man, y'all, one life, right? Like, live it. I was looking at, like, these weird fucking quotes. It was, like, life happens... Life happens when you're planning or something like that. Yeah, it was like, life happens when you're planning.
Uh-huh.
Meaning, like, when you're planning and shit, all the shit that you don't plan for, now that's life.
Mm-hmm.
You just gotta live it.
That.
Yeah, it was something like that. Wise wisdom. Yeah, dude. Dude, there's some, like, lit fucking quotes out there, man. We gotta love those.
Nah, that's true.
Shout out to quotes.
Shout out to making quotes out there.
Shout out to those lit quotes, man. Let's see. Famous quotes.
You're looking at famous quotes.
Famous quotes, man. Let's inspire some people.
You like some Martin King shit.
Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. It was by John Lennon.
That's facts. Yeah. I feel that.
Whoever is happy will make others happy too. Anne Frank.
Yeah.
Anne Frank? Yeah. Anne Frank. Shout out to Anne Frank. Wait, Anne Frank was the Holocaust one, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Helen Keller was the blind and deaf one. I always get those ones mixed up.
I feel that. I had to think about it for the second
day. Yeah. Tell me I forgot, teach me, and I remember, involve me, and I learn. Benjamin Franklin.
Sound like some fucking water
sweep. It is during our darkest moments that we must focus to see the light. Aristotle. You will face many defeats in life, but never let yourself be defeated. Maya Angelou? Angelou? I don't know. In the end, it's not years in your life that count. It's the life in your years. Abraham Lincoln.
Fucking me by that, Abraham.
Huh?
The fuck you mean by that, right?
That shit make no sense to me.
Say it again.
In the end, it's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years. Abraham Lincoln.
It's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years.
That shit make no sense. That shit make no sense.
Hold on. Let me try to figure it out. It's not the years in your life that count.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, no, okay, so in the end, it's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years.
I get it.
Explain.
We're high as fuck.
In the end, it's not the years in your life. That count. It's the life in you. Oh.
Right,
so it's like what you did in the years. Exactly. We're dumb.
What the fuck are you talking about, Abraham? But yeah, no.
Oh, here's a Helen Keller. Life is either a daring adventure or nothing at all.
Shout out to her.
Yeah, shout out to Helen Keller. She really felt her way through that quote.
That was it. She really hit that shit home.
You will face. I read that one. The only impossible journey is the one you never began. Tony Robbins.
I mean, yeah.
It's true.
It's like common sense.
Dude, you know what they say about common sense? Common sense is the most uncommon trait.
But, yeah.
No. Life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated. Confucius. It sounds like a fucking Harry Potter spell. Confucius. But it was probably some great philosophical dude.
That's his name, Confucius?
Yeah, Confucius.
Cool kind of name, actually.
Confucius.
Leviosa.
Leviosa? No, it's Leviosa. I love the Harry Potter movies. Oh, they're such good movies. Oh, fucking love the life you live. Live the life you love. Bob Marley.
One love. Bumble Glock.
Yes. Or is it on the screen? Life is trying things to see if they work. Ray Bradbury. Yeah.
Don't know.
I don't know half these people. Oh, I know this one. I find that the harder I work, the more luck I seem to have. Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas.
What is that accent? Thomas.
Fucking Thomas. He's probably racist.
I mean, back in the day, bro, I'm pretty sure he had slavery, so maybe.
Oh,
He was probably, but a different time, man. Never that I'm gonna ever fucking defend a racist. But like, you gotta think about it. Like, think of the Romans, bro. Like, everyone's like, oh, killing is bad, bro. But like, the Romans used to fucking just straight up wreck people, bro. They didn't think it was bad, bro. But you gotta think in the time that they were in, bro, it was ruthless.
It was conquering times.
Bro, exactly. Or like, dude, if a village ever like tried to rebel or act up, bro, they'd line everyone up, and then like every 10th person, they'd just lop their heads off. And it didn't matter. It was just random, bro. They just lined up the town and just 1, 2, 3, 10. 10.
Yeah.
Could be like a kid, bro. And just keep going, bro. And it was to teach everyone a lesson, like, don't fuck with us, bro. We're the Roman fucking Empire.
There's a lot of
and they didn't think it was bad, bro. They're like, yo, don't fuck with us, yeah, man.
There's a lot of fucking people that have done crazy shit like that. You got like fucking Napoleon, dude.
Napoleon didn't do anything like that.
Napoleon was pretty crazy.
No, he wasn't.
I was like, Napoleon syndrome.
Napoleon was a super great military strategist, bro.
He's also crazy though, too.
Dude, hey, you should watch the fucking movie Peace and War. Yeah, Peace and War was a show. It had like Lily James in it. I think it was Peace and War. That sounds right. It was a book, and then it was an opera. I watched the opera of it. Fucking fantastic.
That's dope. They have an opera of it.
Yeah, dude. I fucking love opera. Peace and War. Yeah, it's Peace and War with like Lily James. Oh, it was so good. Yeah, but it's good. Like from the Russian, if you know, it's a Russian thing. Mm-hmm. Highly suggest watching it. Super good. About? Let's see.
Is it like an old movie, older?
It was in 2016.
Okay.
I was obsessed with Lily James, bro. That's what got me to watch it, dude.
I was obsessed with Lily James.
Dude, that's when like Mamma Mia 2 came out, bro. She was a celebrity crush for sure, forever. Lily James, if you ever listen to my podcast, please fucking, I'll marry you on the spot. Marry you. Or Brett Cooper, bro. The girl, she's like, She does Snapchat and like TikTok things. I'm fucking trying to think of her show. That's terrible because I fucking think she's gorgeous. I don't know the show she does. But,
oof. She has a TV show now?
Huh?
She has like a TV show now? Or is like
it's TV? Like it's on like all the social media stuff. But like it does like news stuff. She talks about like movements and a bunch of stuff like that. Mm. I don't really watch it. But. I think it's War and Peace. Peace and War. No wonder. Maybe. I didn't feel like that sounded right. What is it on? Okay. Amazon. You can rent it on Amazon. I don't think it's on anything like Hulu or anything. Or you can always just stream it.
Yeah, true.
Soap today, bro. I shouldn't be promoting streaming illegal movies. I never said that. Never watched that. What?
They have a trailer for it?
Oh, War and Peace?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude, you want to see the trailer? I'll show you a fucking trailer for it. They have a... It's only like a minute, too, I think, to play.
Just a minute.
You seem to have the gift of kindness.
Oh, I just... Okay.
Some of it in us.
I've never experienced anything like it before.
You are Count Bezukhov now.
Yeah.
It is for the young ladies to make themselves pleasing to you now.
Does it frighten you?
Possibly. I love it.
I'm in love, my friend. I challenge you!
Napoleon's invasion of Russia.
In the shadow,
they're Russian.
Can young lives shine?
This watching it through the camera.
Is the future. Epic new drama, War and Peace, coming soon to BBC One.
Yeah. It was fire, bro. It was fire, dude. It was a fire show. Highly suggest watching. It's not like a super fast tempo show either. Like it's just it's really good. Yeah, it's like 6 episodes, and like an hour each.
Interesting.
Yeah, kind of like the Kenobi series. You ever
watch? No, I haven't.
What? Are you a Star Wars fan? Not really.
Nah, I haven't watched it.
What?
Did you watch, we probably did, Game of Thrones?
Big Game of Thrones fan. I have a tattoo of Game of Thrones. Walmart.
Really?
Yep.
Shit's fire.
Oh, big time. I got it before the last season, but I don't regret my tattoo.
No, the last season was so good.
I didn't like how they ended it. I gotta be honest.
Yeah.
I don't like how they ended it. I accept the ending. I accept it. That's how they did it. I think it'd be cool if they, like, made a another one, like a six, another season six alternate ending.
Mm.
Or just, like, the last three episode alternate ending, which would be cool. Like, it was totally different. What if, like, he didn't kill her? What if they actually, like, she ended up conquering it? Or what if she didn't level a city? Something shit like that. That'd be sick. But I accept the ending. But the new show, House of the Dragon, have you been watching that one?
Which is that one?
The new series, the new, it's like the new Game of Thrones series, but it's House of the Dragon, it takes time, it takes place like 200 years before Game of Thrones. Yeah, it's done, the first season's done, you can watch through it all. It's so good.
House of the Dragon?
Yeah, so fucking good. Yeah, oh, it's so good. It's like when the Targaryens were like ruling.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, I gotta watch this.
Oh, it's so good, bro. Oh, it's so good. Oh, second season, when is second season coming out? Let's see, House of...
And they're not gonna... I wonder if they're ever gonna bring back Game of Thrones.
No. Game of Thrones is done, Dragon. They're gonna... If anything, they do, like, something like that happens after, like, Game of Thrones. Like, maybe something about, like, Jon with the wildlings up north. That'd be sick.
That would be sick.
But we won't see, like, them doing, like, Game of Thrones again.
Again.
When will there be a season? Season 2 is for 2024.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. Yeah, watch the first one. It'll get you hyped, and it'll be like another 10 episodes. They're sick, bro. It was so sick. I was watching it when it was coming out episode by episode, like each week. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
I'd say get into Star Wars, too, because like The Mandalorian Season 3 is out right now. So good.
I don't know how many did like a backup, what's it called? Backup actors for, I think it was The Mandalorian.
Yeah. Oh, he was like an extra in The Mandalorian?
Yeah, he's like one of those troopers, stormtroopers and stuff.
Oh, that's sick. That's fire. I'd do that. I'd do that in a heartbeat. Yo, call me up. I'll be there. Suit me up.
What was he saying?
I'll be in a stormtrooper. I'll get blasted by fucking The Mandalorian.
Actually, I don't think he's a stormtrooper. He's a...
Or get, like, force blown by Grogu.
I don't think as far as it'll be.
Yeah. That's sick.
Right? I was like, damn.
That's fire. How did he end up doing that?
He did like acting and stuff like that. He's like in the acting school.
Oh, sick.
Fucking... he like swiped through it.
Oh, he was a rebel? Oh no, dude, that's fucking... That's Rogue One. Oh no, no, wait, that's not. That's fucking... I think that's... No, that's the Boba Fett one, right? Or,
oh, Boba Fett, yeah. Boba
shooting
Fett.
Alongside into the Mandalorian. Because... No, yeah, because those are the biker gang bikes from the Boba Fett one. Yeah, the Book of Boba Fett, yeah. That's sick, though. He was in the fight for the city.
Yeah.
That's tight. I'd be all about that, too. That's tight, dude. Seeing them go fucking ham. That was a cool fucking little battle. Dude, as soon as Mandalorian stepped into that show, bro, it became just a Mandalorian season.
Yeah.
He stole the show right off the bat.
Yeah, I should get into it. Actually, I probably would like it if I
got it. It's so good, man. It's definitely worth it. All of Star Wars is perfect, except, like, the new movies. The only thing I give the new movies is I thought the Stormtroopers were slick looking. I thought they were pretty cool looking.
The
First
out,
Order
the
ones.
Game?
No, I'm talking about the fucking 7, 8, and 9. The one with Rey.
I don't think I've seen it.
You don't have to.
You're missing out on nothing.
You don't have to. You can just watch the fucking 1 to 6, bro. And then, like, Rogue One, the Solo movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think the animated series are awesome, like Clone Wars, Bad Batch, fucking course, Mandalorian, sick. The Obi-Wan Kenobi show was fucking elite. All that shit's fucking gold. Bro, definitely worth getting into.
Right.
Become a nerd, bro, clearly.
Becoming...
I even have the Mando helmet right here.
Good.
Stays on during sex.
Yeah. Stay Zod, dude. He's a, that's my power source right there.
Yeah, right there. Just slap that bitch on and just bang.
This is maximum power.
Pussies are moist. Let me just say.
They ginger the whole game.
Dude, just.
Come here.
Pussies are moist.
Get over here.
Alice is like, what the fuck, bro?
He was like, what the hell's going on?
It's like the Superman. It's like Superman puts the glasses on. He's fucking Clark Kent. Takes it off. There's that college humor fucking skit. That was funny. It was like him and Batman. They're standing. And like Commissioner Gordon came out. And Superman was standing there. He's like, yeah, Clark Kent. And Superman's like, what? He's like, bro. Like, think about it. You gotta think of something better than glasses to hide your fucking identity. He's like, look. And the Commissioner Gordon pulls out glasses and puts them on. He's like, oh no, now I'm not Commissioner Gordon. Batman looks at him and he's like, Commissioner Gordon, where are you? Who the fuck are you? And he's like, Batman. And just takes them off and he's like, oh, Commissioner Gordon, there was a guy here. He's like, thank God you're back. He's like, oh, fuck, Batman. And just like that. I feel like that's what goes through a dog's head. It's like, sounds like you put a mask on. Who the fuck are you?
Where am I?
Where am I? Oh, yeah, dude. Well, man, dude. Honestly, I think this is a fucking solid, like, hour kind of geek out podcast, man.
Talk
kind of movies. Thanks for doing this, bro.
Hell yeah, dude. This is lit.
Dude, we'll have to do another one. We'll have to get your fucking girlfriend on, bro.
Yeah, she was going to come, actually, but then she had work at,
yeah, dude.
At 3.
So. I'm down. We'll set up another one. Another one. Throw some shots back. Get a little fucking saucy. We just got lit. Talk movies, all sorts of shit. Zombies, The Last of Us.
That shit, I need to finish that shit.
Dude, you need to. It goes off, man.
I can't wait. It's so many good shows out right now. It goes off.
Yeah. You want to go fucking smoke some more?
Yeah, no, it's a little bit more.
Yeah. You want to smoke another blunt or fucking bong rips?
If you get another paper, I'm fucking always down for
a blunt. Oh, dude, I got papers in my drawer, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he's always ready to fucking start rolling that shit, bro.
I'm fucking down.
Oh, the bet, bro. Well, there we go. Well, alright. I think that is it, my guy. Well, fucking thank you for doing this. As always, let's set up another one. Let's get fucking your girl on.
We get a group session next time.
Yeah, dude, we'll fucking get that, and then we'll go hit like IR after or something. We'll make a whole thing out of it, bro. Yeah, we'll just have the pregame on the podcast.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, that'd be fire, bro. That'd be fucking fire. All right, dude. Well, fuck yeah, we're fucking out of this bitch. Fuck yeah.
Who know? The only way to go. Hey, I don't know. Say hey.
You know what this is about.
Got no problems, my weed lit. Got nowhere to go. So we ride and we smoke till we can't anymore. And keep flowing.
Pass it to your man, roll another one and
keep flowing.
When it's almost done, why don't you go and break down enough for another one and roll me some?
Then you can.